Oh, you don't appear to be one of the locals. Those clothes. Are you a traveler? You're a monster hunter. I see, I see. Well, what brings you to my humble home, if I may ask? Information? Of course. You've come to the right place. I have lived here for years. I could probably tell you everything you'd ever want to know about the area. Ah, your eyes lit up. Well, why don't you come inside then, adventurer? I'm sure my warm home will be a lovely reprieve from the nasty weather you've been having. There you go. Feel free to make yourself at home. It isn't often I have a chance to entertain guests, especially not ones of your caliber. If you'd like, you can take a seat in the parlor, and I'll bring you something to drink and eat. I know you're busy, fellow, but if you aren't well fed and taken care of, how can you expect to fight whatever monster you're hunting? I need you to understand. Now, I've actually just put the finishing touches on a fresh blackberry pie, so I'll bring a slice of that out for you. You are, my dear, and a drink as well. Let me know what you think. And tastes a bit strange. Oh, of course, of course. We have a special breed of black bear around here that a village is known for. Of course, we're just a small, out-of-the-way little village. It's no surprise that someone as important as you would be unaware of it. It's far beneath your notice, after all. In any case, the farmers say it's something different about the soil and the other plants out here. It gives you a unique taste. It's different, but I think it's quite good myself. Please, have some more if you desire. I can bake as much as I want at any time, but it's a much rarer treat for you. See, you're getting used to my taste already. Practically addictive, isn't it? Oh, I simply meant the taste of my food. Now, once you've finished eating your fill, why don't you tell me a little bit more about yourself? You said you're a monster hunter, but surely there's many kinds of monster hunters. Impressive. A traveling monk here to banish a demon? You must have a very strong spirit to be able to do such a thing. I see, I see. Well, I'm glad someone as strong as you is here to protect folks like us. There's a lot of monsters that roam the land, though. How much do you know about the one you're hunting? People disappear for weeks at a time, only to show up later, confused, exhausted, and with no recollection. Yes, I've heard about that one. I think I've met some of the people who made it back. What a terrible monster to abduct people like that. But isn't it strange how they show back up later? There's more details. Of course, go on. Some of the victims showed up covered in the strange black slime. I wonder what kind of demon would cause that. I've heard a lot of stories, but one with black slime? You know, the town is further down the road. I'm actually friends with the healer that treated the people attacked by the demon. If you'd like, I could introduce you to him tomorrow. I wouldn't mind taking a trip in the town anyway. It has been quite a while. Why not today? Why, have you looked at the sky outside? It's getting close to night already. I think maybe you just showed up later than you realized. The weariness of the road must be getting to you. Now, you wouldn't want to travel at night with a demon roaming around, would you? You may be strong, but imagine if it got the jump on you. See, I knew you'd understand. You should trust a mother's instinct, after all. Ada? Don't look so surprised. I didn't always live by myself out here. Where are they now? Well, you know. The world is difficult at times. That's all there is to it. No, there's no need to apologize. Truth be told, for someone like me, it's why I cherish being able to open my home to travelers and have guests. It's awfully lonely out here these days. Say, you're the first guest I've had in quite a while. The last time I went into town, I bought myself a special little something to drink. Maybe you'd be willing to share it with me? Not allowed to. Well, why not? It's against your teachings. Oh, come now. Certainly, just a little bit can't hurt. This is a special occasion, after all, and it's customary in these parts to share a drink with a guest. Are you sure you won't reconsider, even just a little bit? See? It's not like anyone's gonna know if you have a little taste. Here, let me grab them. No need for glasses. They're bottled for individuals. Here you are, dear. Just a little bit, though, right? Cheers. Ah, delicious. What do you think? You enjoyed it that much? You said you didn't want to drink too much, but... Well, you'll be getting a full night's rest here anyway, so if you do want more, it won't hurt, right? Oh my! I've never seen someone down one of those bottles so fast. You must really be enjoying it. Well, I don't drink that much. If you'd like mine as well, you're welcome to it. Here you are. Ah, such a healthy and eager young man. Well, that's all of it until I head into town tomorrow. Maybe we can get some more if you'd like. Look at me getting ahead of myself. I shouldn't be such a bad influence. What's it made of? I haven't the faintest idea. The color? Yes, it is a bit strange to look at, isn't it? An inky black drink with a slight thickness to its consistency. I'd wager it's made from licorice root or something of the sort. I'm no brewer. All I know is that it's local to our town. It's quite popular. How are you feeling now that it's settling in? You feel warm? Good, good. Perhaps you're feeling a little tired as well? Well, maybe you should retire to bed. Rest your weary eyes. I have the softest bed prepared for you. No, no. Trust me. I know best. Just listen to the sound of my voice and take my hand. Don't try to resist. You can't resist. There you go. Just close your eyes, and you'll soon drift off to a peaceful sleep. So much spiritual energy just pouring off him. I can practically taste it in the air. Quite fascinating. Nothing like what these pathetic villagers can offer me. Oh, are you finally coming too? That was far sooner than I usually expect. But, given the raw power rolling up your body, I shouldn't be surprised one bit. It seems that I've caught quite a treat in my snare this time. Wriggle, wriggle, little worm. And the more you struggle, and the tighter the ink's grip will take hold. I almost want to say I'm disappointed. The hunters of my era had far sharper senses. They would have sniffed me out before even setting foot in my den. Perhaps it isn't your fault, though. Perhaps all the true dangers faded away over the centuries, and you were left with no suitable game with which to hone your skills. What do I want with you? That's simple. I want your spiritual energy. You have enough to feed me for weeks. No, for months. Perhaps longer. Come now. You know from those reports that you have nothing to fear, my dear. After all, every single missing person eventually showed back up, did they not? But for you, well, a traveling monk off on a journey to a foreign land to hunt down a monster. Nobody is going to come looking for you or suspect a thing. I can feed off you and you alone. The reports will die down and I can rebuild my strength without further interruption. Monster? Yes, I am. How did you ever notice, my dear? But I would dare say that those who imprisoned me in that foul tome were the true monsters. Now, more so than your energy, you have something else that I desperately crave. No guesses. It's knowledge. These backwater farmers don't know a damn thing about the outside world. But you, You're well-traveled. You can tell me everything I'd ever want to know. No. No. My. You seem to be laboring under the misapprehension that you have a choice in the matter. Perhaps you should cast your thoughts back to that lovely dinner prepared for you and those fine drinks. You know, the ones you couldn't get enough of. Have you any idea what you feasted upon? Me. That sudden look on your face, eyes wide, wild in shock. Perhaps you're finally awake enough now to properly grasp your surroundings. That's right. Straight into the belly of the beast. Look at your body. Covered in my ink. Covered in me. And it flows inside of you as well. Taking a root in your body like a parasite. No. That's such a vile word. I should speak more highly of myself. Consider it a boon. It'll enhance your physical capabilities. And all I take in return for my generosity is your obedience. A fine trade, is it not? Well, I suppose if you're going to spit on my kindness, then I'll just take as I please. Oh, don't look so mortified. You're going to enjoy every moment of it. You should be thankful for such a magnanimous host such as myself. Though, I suppose you're the hosts now. So, now, you are going to give me what I want, I ask, and you answer. Simple as that, yes? More than anything, there's one question burning in my mind. My dear traveling monk, where do you hail from? In the temples to the north, to the north, to the north. Wait. Could it be, after all this time, those same temples still stand? Could you possibly be a disciple of the ones who bound me in centuries past? Oh, how amusing. How utterly delightful. Oh, I truly am going to take such joy in breaking you. You couldn't raise a hand against me now if you wanted. With how deep my ink has rooted itself inside of you, why, you would drop to your knees in an instant if I demanded as such. Worry not, my pet. I am not nearly as wrathful as you may think I am. 'Tis not you who are responsible for my current state. I won't be carving the sins of your forebears into your hide. No, no. I will merely be enjoying making you my puppet, my plaything. Ask me a question. You are allowed one. Make it a good one. Who am I? Who am I? He asks. How much time has passed that the people could forget me? Does your temple not teach you their past triumphs? This land was mine. All of mine. The people worshipped me, paid me tribute, and I protected them. I was the most powerful of all my kind. And you... No, your people decided that I was a threat. All I had to do was bow as well. I would have protected them. Humans seem to be so troublesome at times, don't they? I digress. So, the monster hunters of that era took it upon themselves to rid the world of me. Only, they weren't able to destroy me. So, they bound me in a tome, forbidden, never to be opened. I spent centuries in that book. My own magical energy seeped into the pages, and it coalesced with the words written inside. The magical ink stained my spirit. It stained my soul. And as such, I am now the being you see before you. A cursed kitsune, whose body is rot from ink. It's not so bad, though. Why, if I can harvest enough spiritual energy, I think I'll be stronger than ever. In fact, I will personally thank the one who damaged the seal in my prison if I ever find them. Does that answer satisfy your curiosity, my darling? Now, I have spent this entire time restraining myself. Every moment I spend bathing in the energy radiating from your body is another moment that tears away at my willpower. No more waiting. No more games. It's time for me to feast on your essence. And don't look so worried. Look. At least one part of you is eager for this experience. You're mine now. Only in body. But, perhaps in time, even in heart and soul. My ink will leave a stain in your spirit that none but myself can satisfy. Your entire body shivered beneath me. Perhaps this is your true nature. I think you finally begin to understand. Now, relax your body. Give in to me. Submit to me. And this nightmarish monster's den will transform into a garden of paradise in mere moments. There you are. Good. Good boy. You do know your place. I didn't even have to use my ink to coerce you this time. I believe it's time to reward you for your good behavior. Now, let me taste you just a little bit. Starting with your neck. Divine. Your spiritual essence is just so thick. And your scent. Good boy. I can't get enough of this. The strength of your spirit is so strong. I can indulge in it just like this. But that isn't enough for me. If I'm going to regain my power, then I need to drink deep from this font. Are you ready, human? Once you have this experience with me, there's no going back. You need not say a word. Your body speaks for you. I can feel the blood pulsing through your body in excitement. Your heart is practically pounding out of your chest. Shall we, my dear? Let's get those pesky clothes out of the way. I've been feeling your cock pressing against me through the fabric this entire time. Even as you resisted me, and never stopped twitching and pulsing. Were you even aware of it? Perhaps the fear mixed with desire as my naked body pinned you down. There we go. In here, you don't need such garments. You may be honored by wearing my ink on your body instead. Isn't it glorious, though? How does it feel? It looks so cool to the touch, but it carries the heat of my body and soul in it. Feel my warmth coil around your crotch. Feel it envelop your hard shaft. It's so big and thick. The taste you pre-cum is practically intoxicating. It's so rich with your spirit. Confused? I told you. And this ink is all of me. It can drink from your body as readily as any other part of me. I can simply absorb it straight into me. Oh, are you disappointed? Would you rather I pleasure you with another part of me? Perhaps a mouth? Or my fingers? Or these plump breasts that you can't stop staring at? Would you like me to stain your body with my lipstick or rather my ink? Your mind must be running rampant with fantasies right now. Just imagine all the pleasures of the flesh we could partake in. But you haven't earned those yet, my dear. So for now, You'll have to accept being milked thoroughly by my slimy ink. It won't be so bad. Perhaps I'll even compromise. Here. Press my soft, heavy breasts your bare body and run my hands across your chest. Your body twitched when my fingertips passed over your nipples. Sensitive, are we? Perhaps not used to the touch of others. My. How cute. I'll make a note of this. Now, I do wonder how you'd react if I pressed my lips to yours. You look like you're completely entranced. Nothing like when I had my lips in your neck earlier. Just imagine what I can do to your body up here. While my ink works its magic down below. Absolute heaven. As I said earlier, I can be quite the generous host to those who show deference to me. And even more so to those who pay tribute. You, my darling, are going to pay tribute to me tonight with your body. Just let yourself go, and let me take the lead. Relax your body, and empty your head. I will satisfy all of your needs and desires. Now, let's see how your body handles this. Racing so much. I feel you twitching and pulsing in my ink. How does it feel? Yes. Yes, submit to me. Just lose your mind. Lose your mind as my ink milks you dry. I just love the taste of it already. I can't wait to see what it's like when you give me all of it. Yes, just submit to me. Give me all of you. Oh, your heart is beating so fast. Your body is so hot. Maybe you love being in this kind of position. You can feed me, and I'll take care of all of your desires. How does that sound? I love the look on your face. As your expression twists and arise, mixture of pleasure and terror. Yes, you're mine now. Mine. I love the taste of your body. From the look on your face, you're doing your absolute best to resist still. But why? Why resist me? Just imagine if you give in and come now, just how much better it can make you feel. After the first time you come, I just won't stop. When it's at its most sensitive. When it's keep milking it. And milking it. Just imagine all the things we can do together. Do you like it when I kiss you like this? Do you like it when I smear my green lipstick all over you? Imagine your soul stained by my ink, but your body is stained by my lips instead. Do you like that? I can start with your lips and a smear my lipstick, and then I can work my way down your chin on your neck. Going lower and lower. Taste your nipples. Oh, you're still so sensitive. You are one of the most fascinating playthings I've had yet. You react in such interesting ways to me. Not like the others. Maybe you want this all along. Yes. Just imagine how much easier your life could be if you stay with me. No more hunting monsters. No more time in the road. Just endless evenings of being milked by me. Of indulging in my body. I could feel it pulse and twitch in my ink as I said that. You must really like that idea, don't you? My hot breath rolls across your ears. Your body perks up just a little bit more. I'm not so bad for a monster, am I? I don't want much. You see, all I need is your cum and your obedience. And I'll take such good care of you. Are you starting to get closer? Your breath is getting heavy, and your pulse is quickening. It can't be too much longer now, can it? Yes, don't hold back. Let yourself go. Give in to this hell of pleasure. Let's go. You're ready. I can tell. I can tell that you need this as much as I do. So, how much more can you take? Yes, give it to me. Give it to me. Don't look back. Just feed me every last drop. Yes. Oh, you're so close. Yes. Yes, just a little bit more. Here. Yes. Oh, you're coming. You're coming, yes. Feed me all of it. Give it to me and don't hold back. Yes, yes. delicious. Your spiritual essence is so thick. Gulping it all down at once like this makes me feel almost lightheaded. If only you would come by sooner. So much time wasted by barely sustaining myself off those villagers. How was it? Now that you've tasted the pleasures I can offer, do you think you can ever truly go back? Too exhausted to talk. You need not answer now, darling. Close your eyes and let the murky depths of sleep take you. I won't be going anywhere. Anywho, you'll be staying right here, enveloped in my ink. Covered like a warm blanket, while I gently milk you in your sleep. Good morning, dear traveler. You'll find your clothes washed and neatly folded on the nightstand. Your supplies restocked and ready for your travels. What am I doing? Simple. I decided to give you a choice. You may leave, should you desire. I will withdraw the last remaining vestiges of my ink from within you, and you can be on your way. No strings attached. I merely walk out the door and do as you please. Or you can stay by my side and join me. You can spend the rest of your days experiencing nothing but paradise. Why? That doesn't matter. The whims of monsters will never make sense to mankind. Do not waste your time or mine trying to comprehend them. So, what will it be? As I said, don't waste my time. Not even moving a muscle. I see. Well, suffice it to say, I'm quite pleased by your decision to stay. In fact, I am so pleased that I will graciously answer your question. The truth of the matter is, your choice had no bearing on the outcome of the future. What do I mean? Well, had you left, I would expect you to return with your comrades in arms. I would lay them low and claim their essence for myself. But having you stay of your own volition is far more preferable. This decision merely confirmed my suspicions from last night. When two souls meet and entwine with another, not just willingly, but passionately, there's a hot, intense result. It's hard to explain in simple terms, but it explains why your energy quenches my thirst so deeply. Tell me, human, do you believe in destiny and fate? Have you ever read the signs given to us by the stars above? In the thousands of years my spirit has existed, I have learned just how tightly the threads of fate bind souls together. Your presence here, it wasn't mere chance. Nor was your decision to stay by my side. Now, my dear, take my hand and grab hold of your destiny. Good.